Ramble.
It's cool. We got a new studio.
Like you would christen a boat, many of us wanted to smash a bottle of champagne on the side of the building. But the responsible people were like, no, we can't do that.
This morning, I was like, wow, I get to do my makeup like a girl today. It is this new character. It's a teenage boy. I wanted to dress extra feminine because I'm just like, I was straight up a dude for 2 days.
Yeah, last week I actually read for once.
Nice.
It was when I was out in at the yurt.
Oh, yeah, your dry igloo.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast, Diamond Edition.
With more fur.
The fur is even furrier.
The Beast's eyebrows are slightly larger, you idiot.
Belle's cleavage increased by 12%.
Wow.
Oh, man. You know what we should have... Fuck, you know
Let's do impersonations
God
of each
damn
other.
Damn it. You know what we should have done? If I'd come dressed Does completely in a bald cap, dressed as Joe Rogan, and we all came as our favorite other podcast people,
I come in
and just
Crystalia.
Did it.
I'm like,
all right, hold up. You're hold right. up. Jamie, pull that up. I was listening to... he interviewed Edward Snowden, and that was interesting.
Yeah.
I was blown away that Edward Snowden dropped out of high school, got his GED, and never went to college. You assume all these people at the NSA and the CIA and stuff are like... the smartest people on the planet, or just like that it's the most rigorous vetting ever. And I'm like, there's a lot of there's just normal ass people are working all these jobs. Like,
well, who's the president right now?
Well, that's right, but I just mean like,
whoever.
I mean, like, you expect, because obviously Trump is just Trump. I thought like behind all these layers and like you'd confidentiality hope, you, you and stuff, hope, you'd yeah. think like, oh man,
the people in charge are actually qualified to be in charge.
Because in movies, they're always like, it's Jason Bourne. But yeah, I'm like, do those people even exist?
One of them does, and he quit to do movies.
Anthony, Jesus Christ, it's Anthony.
Because
we're
still waiting to do movies.
This is never going anywhere. So that's I'm gonna bring up some spicy questions.
Are we rolling?
Yeah. Oh, there's Ian. Hold up.
He's like, how do I get inside?
Hey, man. Are you at the back door?
Uh-oh, look at us. We're all tie-dye.
Oh, shit.
Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Okay. Ian, get your headphones on. Late Ian is such a crazy thing to see. Because he's always so stressed out. But it's like, it's okay. We're here.
And all the ramps that I'm supposed to take on and off the freeway were closed.
Why?
Just because it's the worst day ever.
Oh, well, you're here. It's perfect. Guys, welcome to another episode of the Smoshcast. We're all matching today. Of course, my boys. Oh, also, guess what? We got Ian Hecox and Shane Topp as guests. I am Courtney Miller. I am hosting. I'm in Ian's seat today. And Ian's technically, I guess, in Shane's seat normally, and then Shane's in my normal seat.
We sit in order of who showed up first, which is why I'm usually in Ian's seat, because I usually show up last. Courtney was first, so she booked the first seat.
Yeah.
I was second, which I'm very happy to finally get second place. So I'm here, and then Ian.
I'm in the sad Ian seat.
No, it's not sad. It's the Shane seat, and it's very cool.
Is that okay, Ian, that I'm hosting?
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on today. I forgot we were doing this.
Ian just walked in.
He literally parked 30 seconds ago.
Oh, this has got to be the worst. There's nothing worse than waking up and be like, crap, I'm late. And then having to walk in and immediately get on camera.
I didn't wake up and said, crap, I'm late. We shot the last 4 days and I woke up and I said, this is great. I don't have to rush into work to do anything. And I checked with two other people that weren't the people that focus on the podcast. And I was like, what time do I need to come in? And so like, well, we don't shoot until noon.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, great. So I'll come in at 10. You know, that'll be nice. You know, still come in early, as I thought. Get some stuff done. All right, that's fine. I'll make myself some my favorite coffee, which I did. and had some French toast. And it was a glorious morning. I thought about, just played the new Outer Worlds game.
Oh, I hear that's a lot.
It looks really cool.
It's fun. It's Ooh. Just like the Fallout game that they made.
Wait, you played that this morning?
No, last night. Oh. I was just thinking about how great it was. And then our good buddy Ryan was like, hey, when are you getting here? And I was like, 10. And he's like, cool, we're supposed to start the podcast 3 minutes ago. Like, great.
Ooh, rough. I woke up at 6 a.m. Because it's leg day.
Oh, my God.
Went to the gym, did some squats, baby. Some good times, some lunges.
See,
got home at 7:30, was able to make some cafe.
Oh.
And then I took a shower. Oh, that's right. I had leftover Thai food, which might be gross for breakfast, but you know what? You got to make do.
Like pad Thai?
Pad Thai.
Wow.
Man.
Chicken pad Thai.
That's
you know what? It works. And then I made some tea. That's what I got in my mug right here, my favorite coffee mug. We got one lucky mug that was misprinted, so it's upside down.
Yeah, your coffee mugs, if you order them from myfavoritecoffee.com, will not come upside down.
But this one's mine. It's the upside down one, and I love
cute.
It. And I love it. So that was my morning.
Wow.
There is nothing worse. Ian, we've all been in your position, and it's the worst.
Yeah, it sucks. I feel like I've witnessed this a couple times where I see this first wave of like, fuck, I'm late. And you're not a happy boy.
I'm not.
Because you're very punctual.
I don't like making people wait for me. I don't like
You're that. Never, you're almost, I don't think, I can't think of a time before when you've been.
Oh, I've definitely been late before.
Yeah, but you should, you know, like you never are. It's not like you're known to be late
right.
like other people.
Yeah.
It has been a week too. We've shot a bunch of sketches, a bunch of good stuff, and then we're about to shoot a sketch in a second that Damien wrote that
we got
very pumped about.
Mm-hmm.
We got a busy day ahead of us. We had a busy week behind us.
Yeah, and I'm getting on a call to talk to Variety about the tour.
Guys, yeah, by the way, Smosh hit 25 million subscribers. What
yeah,
the
baby.
Heck? And with that, we wanted to announce the frickin' tour.
The frickin'
which is
tour.
Happening. This is crazy. First tour.
Mm-hmm. First tour ever.
It's a test tour. It's because we never done anything like this before, and we don't know if you want to see our faces in real life. We don't know how many of you there are really out there, and how many is just my mom watching the videos. So this is just a fun little tester tour. We're going to hit 5 cities. Mm-hmm. We're going to hit Seattle, Portland, my hometown, Sacramento.
Woo!
Yeah.
We're going to stay at the Smosh House when we're out there. Just kidding.
I think I got a call from the city that they had some kind of like unpaid utility bill from the old Smosh House.
Nice.
I'm like, I don't see how that could be us. We're also going to San Diego.
Ooh. Mm. Phoenix, Arizona, where I grew up.
Oh, shoot.
Dude, that's so cool. There. Shoot, dude.
Hitting two hometowns.
The hometown tour.
Dude, yeah. Wouldn't that be cool if we, all right, wouldn't that be cool if we hit every hometown?
Yeah, can we do a show just at my old high school?
If we did every hometown, let me see if I can nail this. Well, we do like LA because you and Noah grew up here. We'd have to go to Middletown, mm-hmm. Ohio. Mm-hmm. Where did Olivia grow up?
Olivia's from Pasadena. We can go to China. Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
She was born in China.
True. Yeah, she was born in China.
I know.
And speaking of that, we're going to be able to hit plenty more hometowns if tickets get freaking bought, then that's a good sign, and mm-hmm. the tour might continue, maybe off-seas.
Yeah. Damien's the only one we can't do, because he was born in Germany, but he grew up in Georgia, and that's a little bit farther, but you know what? We could hit the East Coast.
We could definitely hit the East Coast.
Yeah, things go well. And like, last time we did anything really live like this was like this is mm-hmm. kind of Smosh Live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to travel.
It's not quite that insane, but.
We're going to travel by horseback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have a lot of fun ideas. Like, it's not going to be like Smosh Live was, but we have a lot of fun ideas. Some things involving Try Not to Laugh. Some things involving some of the people that maybe come to the show.
Yeah.
A little audience involvement, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to do a backflip on stage mm-hmm. and die.
We're going to just mid-flip. We're going to do what all the fuckboys do on their tours, where we just throw water at the crowd for 30 minutes.
Just jump and throw water.
And then sing the ABCs.
Yeah.
We'll rap it.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
It's pretty hot.
And everyone will go home with a Tesla.
Yes.
Okay. I mean,
Teslas for every... No, I'm just kidding.
If you want to finance that, that's fine.
Yeah.
Would you drive a Tesla?
I would if I... could.
Well, if like you it was your next car and like you were going to get a good price on it, not like a free
maybe
one.
I would not be opposed. Actually, though, I don't have a place. I feel like I'd need to have a home to charge it. I don't have any place to charge a Tesla.
Well, we have somebody that works here that she doesn't have a place where she charges it at home. She just like goes to like her gym and charges it there. And
oh, interesting. Oh, kind of like places. How I go to the gym to charge up.
Yeah, buddy.
Wow. Bring my Tesla to work out too. Hell yeah. 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 Do have my Tesla do some reps outside while I'm inside doing reps. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever just pour a protein shake down the gas?
Yeah, well, that works.
It doesn't have that because it's electric.
You can pour it in the plug.
Yeah, exactly.
Just dump it on your
interior. I wonder if I could attach a giant hamster wheel to my Tesla and I just sprint, charge it up, you know?
And then when it's done, you go, I'm charged up.
Yo.
Like Drake.
I'm charged up. He's charged up.
Everybody's charged up.
Everybody's charged up.
I saw this video of this hamster on a hamster wheel. And then there's one hamster.
Stuck to
it. You saw that?
Hopping over it.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
And it's in slow-mo too.
We should get that guy to the Olympics.
Yeah.
The hamster or the guy filming?
The hamster.
Okay. It'd be really, have they ever done that? Have they ever had like an animal participate in some of the Olympic games where like you have a 100 meter dash, but then you just throw an ostrich next to him and just have it just destroy them? Just, or a dog just runs so much faster.
Yeah, everyone, they're like, you know, Usain Bolt shows up for Jamaica and then Australia is like, we brought an ostrich. What?
Honestly, it'd be a good motivator. For like, I know if a dog was running down a 100-meter dash, I'd want to run after it really fast.
We'd get crushed. Yeah. Any animal would beat us at anything.
That's not true.
Animals are better than us at everything.
I'd like to see a beaver take me on in a UFC fight.
A beaver would actually
come at me. Yeah. And
there was
all right. Anybody got
a beaver would kill you.
That's some BS.
A beaver would actually kill you. There was a video of a guy who got attacked by a beaver and he died.
No. Well, that guy's a wimp.
Jesus.
Put me and a beaver in the octagon. I will take it. I will knock it out first round.
I've said it in this podcast. You put me in the octagon with any animal,
like
and
squirrel,
I am
even.
Probably going to lose.
Yeah.
A squirrel maybe, but man, it will mess me up
if
first.
They want to do it. Like, if they want to, they definitely can. It's just like, if you get put in the middle of an arena with a squirrel, it's going to be like, terrified. But if it's like,
but if
it knows
cornered,
its motivation.
It's cornered, it's like, I have to kill this man. I'm about to end this man's whole career.
Career.
Well, there's that guy that killed that juvenile cougar with his bare hands. And there's that mountain man that killed a grizzly bear with his bare hands.
Yeah, he bit that one to death, didn't he?
Yeah, he pinched off its jugular vein.
Holy
and
God.
Until it passed out.
Well,
and then
I'm
he
not
beat it to death with a stick.
I'm not Jeremiah Johnson, okay? I cannot handle that. Whoa. I'm not a mountain man. That guy sounds like he was also a bear.
It's the most epic thing ever. He got in, like, he... Some grizzly bear came at him, and then he...
You're certain it was a grizzly bear?
It was a grizzly bear. There's a plaque dedicated to the guy.
Jeez.
When was this?
70s? I don't know. Something like that. He was some like, mountain man survivalist guy.
Interesting.
Like nature dude.
Ugh.
And he... God. It was just a fight to the death.
It was a Wyoming man.
Wyoming.
The bear attacked him, and he shoved its arm down its mouth. It choked on him. And then he got close and bit its jugular.
That is a thing. Out. The biting the jugular thing, never heard that before. But I've heard of the punching and
I've
just
heard
the
about
throat.
That too.
Because like when a pet puppy or kitten is like biting you, like you poke its mouth and it goes, like that.
Yeah.
And it's all good, you know? Just do that to
if
a bear.
If it's trying to eat you, just give it, like give them.
Yeah. Just give him a finger and he'll be like, thanks. I was really jonesing for a finger.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know when the guy was fighting the cougar, he said like, oh, I knew to like not get like it on its belly because whenever I do that with a cat, that's when the claws like come out. So he like got on its back.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I feel like we're Joe Rogan right now talking about like...
Yeah, Jamie, pull that up.
Yeah.
Do you listen to... Like, what's your favorite podcast to listen to, Ian?
Let's advertise other podcasts.
Sorry.
Alex Jones.
No. Oh, Christ.
I really like... Whoa. Oh. Whoa.
Coaster.
Yeah, that's man.
Don't
get
rings
mess up the table,
on this wood.
Ian. God.
This is my favorite coffee. If it gets on this table, it's a better table. Yeah.
It's also wood polish.
Yeah,
I love that we're all matching today.
My
colors.
I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, but my favorite podcast I think is The Dollop. It's a history podcast where it's like there's like a historian and then like a comedian. The comedian doesn't know what the story is going to be each time.
Oh, cool!
Mm.
And he's just given a date, and then the guy just starts telling the story, and it's like it ranges on like a whole lot of topics, like one they did on Colonel Sanders, and it took the guy like 30 minutes to realize that it was a story of Colonel Sanders.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Outside of this, I listen to Radio Lab, which is dope. It's always like some educational thing. And then a lot of news like NPR and BBC. Mm. But man, that can be so depressing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't like that.
God,
yeah.
It's been tough. But no, I feel like I'm like, oh, I should keep up on it. You know, like,
yeah.
I don't want to hear about this stuff, but I can't just... Yeah, I have the privilege of being able to hide away and not have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it affects a lot of people. And I'm like, okay, it's important to know because there an election is coming.
Yeah, I only listen to like... To like fun things, because like for instance, like the dollop, they just did one on the Donner Party, so that was
oh
really fun.
Yeah,
that's real, like a fun time,
real fun,
love that,
real fun.
I tried to get into listening to like murder stories and like like, you know, what is it called like
true crime
junkies. Like murder junkie or something. I don't know.
Crime junkie.
Crime junkie, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
And it's like, it's so interesting in the moment, but like the second you're like in your own world, like it's terrifying. Mm-hmm. I can't. It's not worth it to me. It was just comedy stuff for the most part. I'm just like, I also just like listening to see like what other people do. Like TMG, I always listen to them at the gym. And then lately, Chris D'Elia when I'm driving.
Nice.
It's crazy to do by yourself.
Yeah. Same with Bill Burr. He'll just go.
Yeah.
He just goes, man.
I listened to Bill Burr for a short second, but it's just so weird. I think like the idea of doing a podcast by yourself is just the strangest thing, because you're just like, it's just a stream of consciousness kind of thing.
Which really works if you're Bill Burr or Chris D'Elia, because those guys can
just go. Stand-up. You're just practicing stand-up or something. Like,
yeah, essentially.
It's crazy we don't have a laptop today. Did you notice that? There's no laptop here.
No laptop.
Well, because I heard you were hosting, so I didn't bring my laptop.
No, this is a choice.
Yep.
Wow.
We didn't really have a whole lot to talk about. I mean, it's cool. We got a new studio.
Yeah, but
it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just filmed some stuff, and we just filmed in it this week.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first time seeing it.
We kept trying to convince the responsible people to allow us to Christian the building. Or Christian the building.
To Christian the building.
Christian the building. We threw Christian Slater at the building.
We brought Krish from Twitter Vine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We brought him in.
But like you would christen a boat by smashing a bottle of champagne on the hole.
Right.
I wanted to, and many of us wanted to, smash a bottle of champagne on the side of the building.
Cute, right? Dangerous, but cute.
But the responsible people were like, no, we can't do that. And I was like, that's what PAs are for. They can clean it up.
Oh, my God.
I did that when I was a PA.
Or we just leave the glass on the ground, and hey, that's a cheap security measure.
True.
Yeah.
It's basically like...
Home Alone. Yeah. Just keep those burglars out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. With glass.
Yeah. With glass.
Did you guys ever have any break-ins at the Smosh House? Or the studio? Because I know there was like, the studio was kind of
There was a lot, like
area.
Back at the old Smosh studio in Sacramento.
Yeah.
There was always like sketchy ass people in the back, because it was kind of like a throughway for like homeless and destitute people.
Mm-hmm. There's actually a McDonald's too, so.
Yeah. So there was always like some sketch stuff. We had to make sure that like the gate stayed locked, or else people would like come into the back area and like look through the trash and try to take things.
But no, like robberies. That's good.
I don't remember anything.
You guys used to have a cat there.
What? Yeah, we had a. Well, remember like we were trying to name it. You wanted to call it Allie, right?
I wasn't there yet.
What, really? Oh, okay. So yeah, there was a random like feral cat that found its way into the studio. So we started like feeding it, and we decided it would be the studio cat for as long as it wanted to be there. And people wanted to name it Allie. I wanted to name it Trash Cat.
I like Trash Cat better.
Yeah, thank you. Nobody else wanted to call it Trash Cat.
That's stupid.
I know. So Trash Cat hung out for a couple weeks. You know, we fed it. We made sure it was safe and stuff. And then one day it just went on its little way. That's... By that, I mean it got ran over. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, let's get a cat for the new place.
I want to get a Smosh dog.
A Smosh dog?
Smosh dog.
Big or small?
Medium.
I want a big old smosh dog.
It either needs to be the biggest dog or the smallest.
A Great Dane. Oh,
can't be small. We have a lot of high towers of props and stuff.
That's I feel true. Like a smaller dog, though, would fit better.
Mm. Yeah, like medium to large, I would say.
You know somebody that could hook us up with Samoyeds, right?
Yeah.
So we can get a Samoyed.
Dude, you got to like vacuum those dogs. Like their fur
it could stay in the cast room.
We need a dog that's essentially a decoration that just like he's like a little pillow. They just like you set him somewhere and he's like, I'm gonna stay here for the rest of my life.
That's a Samoyed. Yeah. Those things are like really? Those things are walking clouds.
Oh.
They're walking clouds, but they're energetic and need.
That's the thing,
to be
is
challenged.
I don't want we can't have an energetic dog. We have to have a dog that's like a set dog that's like, I'm gonna chill.
Mm,
they're filming
like a brown lab.
I'm not gonna talk.
When I used to take Django
after a couple of years.
To the dog
yeah,
park.
An old lab. Yeah.
There was this Great Dane at this dog park that was so big. Like, actually, like, the height was, like, almost to my shoulder. And he was the owner, she was like, he's just the laziest guy. Like, he comes here and he jogs for, like, a minute, and he's done.
And he's done.
There's a guy, there's someone in my apartment complex who has a Great Dane, and they're very small apartments, but I don't think, Great Danes don't. They like to chill. They like to
They're
just
lay so
around.
Heavy. That's their own workout.
They're gentle giants.
They're Godzillas.
Yeah.
Dogzillas.
Dogzillas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like all the large dogs are all like super sweet boys.
Yeah. Oh, man. I met a Bernese Mountain Dog once.
They're the best.
That was the sweetest cloud.
Foofer.
Just a giant foofer.
Yeah, dude. I miss Django. I'm not going to lie. I was actually just thinking about him this morning. Yeah, I mean, he's living a great life, but... You know,
it's so hard to have a dog.
It is. This job is like, and just this week alone, like I wouldn't have been able to do that. Like,
yeah,
it's insane.
Well, it's expensive. Like if you don't have somebody that's there all times of the day, then you got to take it to like daycare. Mm-hmm. And that's expensive.
It's expensive and affects the dog's behavior. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't help.
It's also just like at a certain point, I'm like, I don't want to have a dog if I'm not going to be around with it. Like, I want to be there with it.
That was the pressure. Was like, I'm not giving it the life I want to give it. So, and so he's doing great now.
Yeah, I think you did the right thing.
Yeah. No, there's no question about it. But it's like, I love when people have dogs here, dude. I think I've said that a few times on this podcast. It's just like, I crave pets now. Like, the writers for Mythical all go in there and they have their dog Mushu. I'm just like, yes. But yeah, this shoot was so insane. We were at it. What was it? It was 12 hours, like every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little heavier for you because we were one of the big shoots we did was a
new character.
Script that you were like very focused on.
Yeah.
A character that you've been wanting to do for a couple months.
Yeah, it's crazy. This morning I was like, wow, I get to do my makeup like a girl today. Like, this is nice. I'm like, it was so strange. It felt like forever I hadn't done it. Because these past couple of days it is this new character, and it's a teenage boy. And like, I had to like contour my face and like not wear as much makeup. And even this morning, like, I wanted to dress extra feminine because I'm just like, I was straight up a dude for 2 days. Like, and I was in it the whole time.
Yeah, you get really into your characters.
Yeah.
Like you lose yourself. It's kind of cool to see. I go in and out. Like, once the cameras roll, then I'm all in. Mm-hmm. But once it's out, I'm like, okay. Whereas you kind of, like, sometimes you're kind of like, I can tell, like, when you get into Brianna Boho, even when we're not filming, you're still kind of like into it. It's kind of cool to see. I think it's funny.
It'll switch off, though. Like, I'll be like him, and then Kimmy, I'll, like, bump into Kimmy. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Anyway, yo, like, and then we had a cool character for you in that sketch.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I played just a despicable person, which is my favorite thing to play. Playing just like terrible people is really fun.
It is.
Because you don't get to do that in, you know, IRL. So you get to get out all of the terrible
terribleness
things that are inside of you. Mm-hmm. You just get it all out in those really bad characters.
Yeah, I was excited for you to improvise that character. It's basically I said just some father really, and son. Like.
I said some really despicable things because we did some interview bits that were not on the script.
Mm-hmm.
So Ryan Todd was just throwing some like random questions out, and yeah, I said some pretty terrible things.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
Nice. See, I had a pretty easy week. I was on set because we need a lot of background and whatever, but I didn't have many scenes. And one of the days I literally read close to 200 pages of a book because I was just chilling.
Wow.
Just chilling all day. This is nice. So I finished that book.
Yeah, last week I actually read for once.
Nice.
Yeah.
What are you
yeah.
reading?
Well, it was
you were
was
telling me,
was,
yeah.
It was when I was out in at the yurt.
Oh, yeah, your dry igloo.
Yeah.
That's what it
I
is.
I just love that you call it dry igloo. That's great. Well, I was reading a little bit more of the book about Saturday Night Live. There's like it's like a full like history of Saturday Night Live from like the very like inception to, I don't know, probably like the early 2000s maybe.
Cool.
That's all just through interviews with everyone that's in it, like people behind the scenes, in front of the camera. They interview all the castmates. It's kind of the book, I think, that made everyone realize that Chevy Chase is a monster.
Oh.
And even like, because I had always heard about that kind of thing, but like the book that I'm, the one that I'm reading was like republished, and they have like a thing at the beginning that's like, by the way, this isn't a hit piece on Chevy Chase. Like,
hilarious.
Plenty of people said very nice things about him, and he's done a lot of great things.
Like, he did that vacation movie.
Yeah.
That was nice, but everything else was bad.
Yeah. And then the other two, there was like a bunch of like weird ass books that were in the yurt. I can't say yurt normally because it's just so silly.
Yurt? What is a yurt for people?
Everybody
who don't know?
Yurts.
Yurt
it is a dry igloo,
okay,
but like,
yeah, yurt,
you can explain.
A yurt is kind of like a permanent tent, but it's not really a tent. It's like this large circular structure, but it's not like hard walls. It's like tent walls, kind of.
Yeah. Cool.
But it can be like the structure, the like the frame can be like wood.
Yeah, my uncle has one in his backyard and it's made of wood. But,
what?
Yeah, and it's but they're designed to be insulated so that they can, in hot weather they'll be cool on the inside, and in cold weather it'll be warm.
Yeah, it was nice. They're I liked cool. it. Yeah, the other two books that I sort of read that were in there were there was one book from the 60s called Meet the Mormons, and it was all about like the history of like. The sort of like beginnings of the Church of Latter-day Saints, and
did you read it?
I did.
You read all of it?
Well, there was like a bunch of pages missing.
Oh.
That I couldn't.
What?
I couldn't decide if like some like Mormon person came in there and like tore a bunch of pages out or something.
They're like, this is what? I don't know.
Because it gets into like the whole thing about like the golden plates, and and all that stuff, and like the persecution. I did learn one thing though.
Huh.
One thing that I learned, I think it's, we were talking about it, Utah State bird is the seagull.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Because according to this book, when the Mormons first came to Utah, they built this dam. They basically started like agriculture in Utah. They planted all these seeds and like they're growing all their plants. And then suddenly there was this like wave of crickets that were going to like destroy all the crops. And out of nowhere, all these seagulls showed up and ate all the crickets and saved the crops. So it saved the harvest, and that's why they have the seagull on the flag.
That's awesome.
Yo, they're like, yo, thanks, seagulls. You got a massive shout-out for the rest of time.
Now get out of here.
Yo, shout-out seagulls.
Shout-out seagulls.
Yo, any gulls out there? Shout-out to all my gulls. So yeah, I got to learn about Mormons. That was very interesting. And then I read a book. I didn't read all of it. Because it was long, and the guy was a pretty terrible writer. But it was a book on how to hunt white-tailed deer.
Nice.
Wow.
That's
cool.
Awesome.
That's so cool, like, to peek into those different worlds. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was more like, I just found it interesting about like the idea of like tracking an animal and like learning about like how an animal is able to like sense things and see things and hear things and smell things. It's
nice.
Really interesting.
That's really cool.
Did you guys ever have to do AR testing in school?
AR testing?
It's like... some A reading. I forget what the A stands for. It's like annoying reading. You basically had to read a book and get quizzed on it. And like, but the more challenging book you picked, the more points the test would be, and it would like add to your grade.
I was like advanced.
It was in
reading?
Middle school. Maybe no.
Accelerated reader.
I never did that. No, I hated reading. I didn't. I
in middle school.
I hated reading until I was about 16.
Yeah, from
age 14. I didn't read anything up until about then.
Yeah.
I remember we had a book report in like, God, it was like fifth or sixth. No, it was maybe younger, where I had to read Little House on the Prairie and write a book report, and I just didn't read it.
Yeah,
and
dude.
I like lied. I just like
you just made it.
I just made up stuff, and I probably could have spark noted, but I was so lazy that I just literally failed it.
I did that stuff all the time.
I didn't start liking reading until I wasn't reading for school. I just started reading on my own, and then I just started reading constantly, and I still do.
Yeah, I feel like there was a couple of things that I might have ripped off Wikipedia. I might have done some Wikipedia, like, but it wasn't rip off. I would take the things from Wikipedia, then rewrite them, and so in a sense, I learned about it. Rewriting from Wikipedia.
It sucks. It sucks the way that we're quizzed on things because books are so awesome, and you do learn a lot. But having to read through it in a sense of like I have to retain this information as opposed to enjoy this story and see how this story relates to things and the symbolism here and what I can gain from it. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's funny is I've read most of the like school required books at this point, but I read them on my own, and a lot of them are my favorites. But when I talk to people about them, they're like, oh, I hate that book. And it's because they had to read it for school.
Yeah.
Did you read Fahrenheit 451?
I love Fahrenheit 451.
See, everyone I know hated that book.
But that book, which is hilarious considering like that book is about, it's so good. But the book I just finished this week was All Quiet on the Western Front, which is another often school required one. But it's just
that you're forced to read it. Like I feel like if I went back and like read half the books that we were forced to read, I probably would enjoy them. Like isn't like Count of Monte Cristo supposed to be like amazing?
Count of Monte Cristo is incredible, but it's 1,400 pages long.
Oh, and, damn. I'm not gonna do that.
I don't know if that's school required by many, but Catcher in the Rye is one of my favorites, and that's school
that's
required,
which
is hilarious because it's about a kid who hates school and hates everything.
I think that's why I liked it.
What's the Insane Asylum one? One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, I haven't read that.
I haven't read that one.
I've been getting a lot of messages, people wanting me to put up book recommendations. I might do it at some point.
Do that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Do a list of them because I've got a whole bunch.
Yeah, like I have my playlist on Spotify. Mm-hmm. You gotta have your reading list. You gotta start an online book club.
I could just start like throwing out a book and have people say what they think about it.
I mean, you've recommended books to me. I'm currently walking around with Golden Compass in my purse everywhere I go because I love reading, like have for a long time, but it's like time, man.
It's tough.
And I got rusty for a while. I didn't read for a long time, so it's kind of like you lose that imagination kind of.
Yeah. It's tough, man. It's tough to read. It's tough to read at home where there's so many other things at your disposal.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just get such a more, like, for myself, I get way more stimuli from, like, reading Twitter news or watching Netflix.
It's the reward. It's the way that those apps are set up to keep feeding into the reward complex of your brain where you're getting a new thing every second. But the problem is I realize like with Reddit and Twitter and stuff, I don't retain a lot of it. Like I go through it and then, but the next day it's just the same process.
Mm-hmm.
It's not actually.
Well, reading can be just as addicting as Netflix if you like find the right books for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking like that, you smart schoolboy? Smart graduated school boy.
Graduated school boy.
Yeah, I finished. I haven't. So my graduation is in December, but I have finished all of my college classes.
Ooh-wee.
Unless there's some mess up and they throw something my way of like, oh, actually you need to take. But I've emailed them 15 times and they've said, no, you're graduating. You're fine.
Yay!
That's awesome. So, that's really cool, man.
I'm done with school. It's been weird. This past 2 weeks, it's been super weird to get home and be like, oh, I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, man. That's trippy. I've been wondering about that. Like, what you're going to do with all your free time now.
I don't know, man. Well, I have.
You've been reading.
I think I've read. I think I finished one book and then I read another book in this past 2 weeks. So
jeez.
It's nice to. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Can you stop being so perfect, Shane?
I mean, you know, it's leg day and I'm reading.
Shane's thriving today, guys.
I like how in the comments for the video where we had Olivia face her fear of butterflies, like most of the comments are like, Shane is like the perfect friend.
It's just because of that one moment where I talked to her. Where she was all nervous, and I was just like, hey, it's going to be okay. Like, I just, you know, I was doing what anyone would have done in that situation.
Yeah, but you did it. Yeah. I just kind of, like, stood there and giggled.
I can't watch those.
It was props to Olivia for taking that on. Because we all know how scared of butterflies she really is.
It's a legit phobia, man.
Yeah, and she stepped up. She really did.
It's hard to see people I care about like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'll be able to watch it like right now.
In the next video, you know, I know you guys want us to face like another fear. I think my biggest fear is getting $1 million.
Oh yeah. My God.
I'm
terrified
of that. Please don't give me $1 million. I would be
Mr. Beast.
Freak out.
Mr. Beast, where are you
Mr. Beast, please don't give me $1 million.
I'm really scared of designer shoes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want any dog poo-poo on those Louboutins, you know?
The dog poo-poo's fine. I'm terrified of Louis Vuittons. Don't fill me. Don't fill a closet with them. And
you say Louis Vuittons?
Louis Vuittons.
A closet full of red bottoms? No. Oh my God.
I want some Louis Vuittons.
Like someone dresses up as a giant shoe.
A baton.
Comes running at me.
It says Louis on it. That'd be great. That would be dope.
I just beat people to death with a very cute designer baton.
Yeah.
Are you scared of anything?
Yeah, Ian, what are you scared of?
Gucci?
Commitment. No, I'm not. No, I commit. I just don't follow through.
That's part of it. That's part of committing.
Yeah, I think that is not committing.
That is that following through is the definition of commitment. Because if you commit to a swing, you follow through.
What dumb
that
thing?
That wasn't a good joke.
What dumb thing are you afraid of? Like, because mine was dolls, Olivia's was butterflies.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like spiders, but I feel like a lot of people don't like spiders.
Mm.
For me, it's like things deep underwater.
Oh, like, thalassophobia.
Yeah, yeah. Because we talked
Damien
about...
Damien has that too.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
Yeah. Oh man, I love the deep ocean.
It's a little spooky.
Because I had a friend that was telling me about how she was like swimming out in the ocean and there was just like sharks.
Yeah. Yeah, they're there.
And I'm like, No.
Okay.
Like, I feel like if I was underwater, it'd be a little less scary, but it's the idea of like not knowing really what's below you.
Oh, interesting.
So it's like
it's the unknown.
Yeah. So if I was like on a surfboard and I saw this like shadowy figure, this giant shadowy figure move underneath me, I go, bleh.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, Ian, we're going to set you up on a date with a shark.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you have to commit to the shark.
But don't worry. It is a nurse shark, a career woman shark.
Oh, well, that's great. I'm looking for a career-driven shark.
Nice.
So
very nice.
I would commit to that.
Very cool.
If it's like a nurse shark, I don't give a shit. Like if I know it's not going to, it's not going to like eat
me. Well, and a lot of sharks are harmless, even if they're like a great white or something.
Yeah. But there is something really weird about
just seeing a shadow.
Like just the darkness of the ocean. Mm-hmm. Like you just can't see everything.
It's also how big things are down there. Like it's not like, oh, small fish. It's like a huge.
Yeah.
There are things that are like 100 feet large down there.
Also, I guess it's just the idea that like in a pool, you know how deep it is. Mm-hmm. But then like if you're in a boat in the ocean and you jump out of that boat into the water, you can't possibly comprehend how much water is between you and the ground.
Right.
And that's so creepy and weird to me.
And like how much shark pee is that out there?
Oh my God, so much shark
pee. Yeah.
Do you know how much, what percent of the ocean is shark pee, you guys think?
And poo-poo, pee-pee and poo-poo.
That's this podcast. We talk about pee-pee poo-poo sharks.
God. I just watched Unbroken.
What's that?
The Angelina Jolie directed movie.
Oh.
I love her.
Where it's like, he gets like, it's like a true, it's like based on a true story of like a guy in World War II. And like, they ditch their plane out in the middle of the ocean and they're floating. Like,
what?
Oh, yeah, like yeah, yeah, days. Yeah. Interesting.
But like, I don't know if this happened in real life, but they caught like a bird and then they use that bird to like fish. But then there's like sharks like swimming around them.
Yeah.
And they showed like this one thing where they grabbed a shark and pulled it into the raft and like ate the shark.
Nice.
Whoa,
I'm like, I don't know if I could do that, man. Like,
you just got
to
do it.
You get the shark. I wouldn't know where to start. What do you bite first?
I mean,
I don't know. The jugular.
I've been watching the Shane Dawson documentary a lot.
How is it?
It's really good.
You're a big Shane Dawson fan.
I mean, I have become very interested in his content. I used to when I was younger, like same time watching Smosh.
Oh, during
I
like was the, watching, the blackface days like, of Shane Dawson?
Ask Shane on Mondays, the good old problematic Shane that we all know and love. I remember as a kid, I really enjoyed Shanae, but I didn't understand the wrongness of it, you know? It's just like funny voices and a bandana on his head. That's so funny. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And the weird like eyebrow.
Yeah.
I think a lot of stuff from that era of YouTube, you look back and you go, oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. Like, he did all these horrible things and people are like so pissed that he did those horrible things, but millions of people were enjoying and watching him do those horrible things. People like don't think about that. Is like he like stop focusing on this one person when there's a lot of people who have problems and are growing too. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like I
it was a comment
him.
About
like,
society at the time yeah. too.
Well, and I mean, I think if Shane knew the things that he knows now, he wouldn't have done those.
Probably
things.
Not.
Like it's
no.
just it's just like it's just ignorance, which is the same reason why we did some of the weird. Terrible things back in the day. Like
yeah.
it's just not being aware of like culturally of it, some of the things you're doing.
It's genuinely really hard to find a video from 2008 that isn't that yeah. you could play that you could show people and not kind of be like, ooh, that's yep. like everything. The internet in yeah. 2008 is canceled.
Dude. Yeah. But it's really he's like the pinnacle of sticking around and like because you've stuck around but you're still in sketch comedy. Shane has completely rebranded and mm-hmm. he's now in the conspiracy stuff. Like I was on his channel showing some people his stuff last week when I was on the vacation and like it was I was like, whoa, I didn't realize he did so many little conspiracy videos like discussing like, oh, these are all iPhone conspiracies or here's crazy weird things that were actually on TV in the 70s and really creepy, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool how he made that pivot and it's hugely successful. I mean, like Joji did it. He used to be freaking Filthy Frank.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just hugely successful. It's like his videos are more successful than they've ever been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's at his like peak yeah. now, which is crazy.
I was writing another episode for YouTube Detention, and I'm really happy with how it came out, but like, because I have a Shane Dawson-based character in there, but like, I want to redo it because it's not doing justice to like what he does. I want to like beef up his character more.
You like Shane Dawson as much as I love Dunkey.
I love Dunkey.
Dunkey is my jam.
Dunkey's great.
Dunkey is, I man,
he's one of the only channels that I really like seek out.
It's always a banger.
Watch.
It's never not perfect.
Dude, yeah.
10 out of 10. It's got something for everyone.
Really though, he's so good.
Did you see his like weird like Will Smith thing?
Yeah, so great. I love that. And then he tweeted, he's just like, good news, Will Smith has given me back my channel. Like it's, just, it's like what? It's so great. It's
I
so
see
weird.
That one.
Oh my god! Yeah,
it's I just love when I fall behind. You can watch a bunch of them. Like,
oh yeah, you know. Yeah. It's a treat.
Yeah,
it's mm-hmm. a treat. What's crazy is how good he is at video games.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
watching him play Overwatch, just annihilating people, but mm-hmm. still making jokes mid gameplay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how much. I mean, I
know he voices over, but yeah. I'm saying like. The
his
way
gameplay.
He's actually going about playing the game,
yeah.
like doing taunts and stuff in the middle of murdering people in Overwatch is so impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And then watching him play Metal Gear Solid 5 was just, God.
I know. It's those,
chef's
it's those things where like I wish he could go back and do more of those, but it's like at the same time, I just want him to do what he enjoys doing.
Because mm-hmm.
I mean like, he got big first doing like League of Legends videos.
Mm.
And yeah. I think.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I hate League of Legends. Like,
that's
I
right,
don't
I remember
like
that.
It. I'm not going to do it anymore. And obviously everyone is pissed. And he's just like, too bad.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And well, then the people of the company that was like, they were kind of paying him to be there or play it or something. Like he had some kind of partnership
really?
With League
Ooh,
of Legends.
With Riot?
I didn't know that.
He would, well, they were, they like, he had at least, you know how like, some Instagram users like have contact with people at Instagram and be like, hey.
Oh, you think it was a partial brand
or
deal.
Like just like he
it's
was
a partnership.
Yeah. Or just yeah. like he knew people who worked at League of Legends or the company. What,
oh,
Blizzard?
Sure. No.
Is it Blizzard?
Riot.
No, it's Riot.
Riot.
Yeah. He's just kind of going at his own thing, it seems, which is really cool.
Yeah. I need a video game to play. I got nothing right
Outer
now.
Outer Worlds, baby.
Yeah. I beat Goose
try.
Game so quick.
Goose Game is the best. Probably just going to hang out till Luigi's Mansion comes out this week.
Oh. Mm. I'm Hell debating yeah. on getting Sims on my own computer.
New Star Wars game.
That's the kind of stuff I love.
Oh, yeah.
There's a new Star Wars game coming out?
It's coming out, yeah.
What is it?
It's kind of like a Force Unleashed, Dark Souls kind of thing. I don't think it's not nearly as like technical as Dark Souls.
Oh, yeah. I saw the trailer for that. That looks really good.
Fallen Order? I think that's what it's called.
Mm.
Yeah. It's looks like fun. Looks nice. Like a fun time.
Nice.
Do you know what I also heard about? Just speaking about geeking out over stuff. They're doing a Grease series on HBO. It's in development, right?
What?
We're about to have so many insane shows soon because all these streaming services are competing with each other.
Yeah.
Disney Plus is just announcing everything. HBO Max is like, well, we're going to have this and this, and we're going to have every Hayao Miyazaki movie and... there's about to be everything thrown at us.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited for the Miyazaki films to come on streaming because you can't find them anywhere.
They're hidden gems. Disney Plus is about to be the most insane thing to ever exist.
I'm ready for it.
I'm ready to watch the Apple Dumpling Gang. Apple Dumpling Gang.
Apple Dumpling Gang?
Apple Dumpling Gang.
What's that?
Some random Disney thing from the 70s.
Oh, those old Disney movies that they're all... Dude, the fake ones are so good.
But you can't even tell if they're fake or if they're real because, like, in the 70s, like, Disney did crack.
Yeah, there's, like...
There's memes?
There's this movie that's got, like, Bruce Willis and a couple other actors from, like, the 80s. And it's, like, a couple guys, like, staring off. And then there's an elephant with a parachute. Like that's the poster but someone redid the title so it just says let's fuck this elephant.
Oh my god.
This one's really dark but it's really funny where it's Recess, you know that old show? It was Recess had a movie, so it's them all like coming down on ropes in front of an American flag.
I remember that,
but they rechanged the title to Recess Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Oh.
Pretty brutal.
What the
but
fuck?
It's so funny because it's a bunch of these like kids like looking all happy. The Photoshops are on another level right now.
Wow.
There's a bunch of fake Disney Plus Twitter accounts, and they're just posting this all day. It's so good.
Well, because there's so many like movies and shows and stuff that Disney made in like the 70s and 80s that were just lost.
Yeah,
to
the
time.
dark ages of Disney, where they weren't at, like they were always huge, but they weren't as huge as they are right now.
Yeah, maybe this will be a chance for some of those to like blow up.
I hope so. They get memed.
Yeah. Because there's this
Drew
one.
Drew Gooden and Danny Gonzalez make videos about them.
Yeah, dude. There's this one called, Disney movie called Once, I think it's Disney. My grandmother was like the lead animator on it. It was called Once Upon a Forest. And no one knows this freaking movie. And it's so frustrating to have those things that you just want to talk about with someone. So I'm just waiting.
Yeah.
Is it a movie or a show?
It's a movie. It's a cartoon. And it's like little talking animals movie. And they like go on this trek to find a plant.
Nice.
Really?
And it's really cute.
That's awesome.
And there's this like...
It doesn't say that it was Disney.
It doesn't?
It says a Hanna-Barbera.
Oh, Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah, a 20th Century Fox.
Oh.
Well, technically
but they do. So Disney now. It's now Disney.
You can't retcon it.
Disney
just like Anastasia. Anastasia's a Disney princess,
well,
guys.
Ian's a Disney princess.
Ian's a Disney princess.
I'm a Disney princess. Is Always Sunny. They're also Disney princesses
nice.
Now.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Simpsons are Disney princesses.
That's awesome.
Now.
That's right. I'm also pumped for all those Disney Channel original movies, man. Mm-hmm. Oh my
Your
God.
Tweets.
Some Johnny Tsunami coming
up
my
a storm.
Way.
But I have a feeling like Disney's going to pull that vault shit.
Oh, they're going to. What they're probably going to do is it's going to be like every month there's only going to be one Disney movie available, right? It's like this month, Beauty and the Beast, you can watch it. Next month, it's going to be... So they have to keep people like staying in.
I hate it.
I have a feeling they're going to do
that's
that.
That's what they do. That's...
They're going to give you just enough, like I'm assuming a crack dealer would do. Just give you just enough, just a little taste.
Yeah, they'll have their own stuff in circulation. You're so right. I hate that.
That's what they always did with the VHSs and stuff. They'd be like, release from the Disney vault, Beauty and the Beast.
Man.
And you're like, wait, but why isn't this just for sale always?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Disney's like, too fucking bad. You will pay for this.
Yeah.
Bitch.
It sucks. It's, God, and they make them like $30.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast, Diamond Edition.
With more fur.
The fur. fur is even furrier.
The beast's eyebrows are slightly larger, you idiot.
Belle's cleavage increased by 12%.
Wow.
There's like
a... Lumiere's Lumiere's a libertarian in this version.
Oh my
who's
God.
Who's Gaston's assistant? Or like the...
Smeagol?
Smeagol.
I
like
know.
That you based off Smee from Peter Pan. I don't know his name.
Because wasn't like, weren't people like mad in the live action that it was like a little too homoerotic?
Well,
I think
they
that
made,
they made
they
him,
took,
they made him officially.
They made him, they had like alluded to him being gay, but it was kind of making him the butt of a joke where it's like, haha, he's gay, but like he can't have anything. So people were upset that he was put in that light.
I see.
Like, they would love to have gay characters, but it was like, oh, you made him a joke.
Yeah, I get that.
Wait, a gay character being used as a joke? That's never happened in media.
Yeah, you know, classic.
What?
What is this, anime?
What is this? What is this, 2008 Smosh?
You did it.
I can't do those Disney live-action movies. I'm just not a huge fan.
I haven't watched a single one, but I will love them.
Maleficent was dope.
I will watch Mulan when it comes out.
Maleficent,
oh, yeah. Maleficent
is different, though, because that's an original. I'm just saying them just literally... Yeah. I saw Lion King with my family, and my family loved it. To their credit, my family loved it. I was the only one that was just like... They literally... It's just about word for word Lion King, but just with CGI instead of animation. And I'm just like, okay, this is just...
Elton John was shitting on Beyonce's soundtrack too.
Oh really?
Wow. He was like it has no soul.
Oh wow.
I don't care about the Disney live actions, but I am really excited for Mulan because it looks like it's going to be more true to the original story of Mulan.
That'd be cool.
And it won't have Mushu. Is that his name?
Yeah. Right.
It won't have Mushu.
There's no music.
There's no music.
It's gonna be this is different. This isn't just a full-on remake. This is a
retelling.
More historically accurate version of Mulan. I mean, it'll probably still be an action film, but...
Yeah, like, I did not vibe with Cinderella at all when it came out. I was really excited for it. Because, like, the idea of seeing a live action of an animated movie, it was like a model played Cinderella.
When do they do Cinderella?
That was the first one,
right?
2015,
yeah,
2016
it was the first.
Or
it was the first. It was just a blatant, like they said, with all of them, it's just literally word for word the same movie, just like live action, but mostly CGI.
They lack a lot of the charm too, because it's like,
there's charm in the animation.
Yeah,
because I kind of feel like that was like one of the complaints that I saw about Aladdin, that they weren't.
I didn't see
because it wasn't
one.
It wasn't like all live action. It was like. Live action with CG, so it like wasn't completely like human and like real, but it also wasn't like far off and fantastical as the cartoon was with the CG. So it was just kind of like weird middle ground.
Yeah, I have a hard time with it.
But Sunny with a Chance is going to be on there.
Guy Ritchie directed that.
Aladdin?
Yeah. Right?
What?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Guy Ritchie.
Oh, I found this lamp here.
Let's rob this fucking lamp.
I got 3 wishes and 2 demands.
And you guys are excited for So Random to be on Disney Plus?
I don't know if it's going to be on Disney Plus.
It's got to be. If weird stuff from the 70s is going to be there.
I don't know, man.
So Random's going to be on there.
I hope so.
You're a Disney princess.
I hope I'm a Disney princess.
Hush, I was a Disney princess.
I want to be a Disney princess.
Which, guys, we have a few minutes left on the pod. Which Disney princess do you identify with the most?
Ooh. Ooh.
Me and my boys.
Elsa's up there.
Really? You relate with Elsa?
Elsa's tough, man. She, like, you know, she's doing her own thing. She's like, I'm going to solve my problems on my own, whatever.
I'm so
excited
for the sequel,
but then realizes, oh, I got to rely on other people, too. She's also a badass. Belle does read a lot.
Oh, but she, yeah.
I haven't seen Brave, but I feel like I would relate to Merida.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should watch it.
I should. I just, for some reason, I haven't seen it.
Does she count as a Disney princess even though she's Pixar?
I mean, she was in Wreck-It Ralph with the Disney princesses.
She's walking around. They got her casted at Disneyland. Okay. Like, she's walking around, so she's there. For me, it's Rapunzel, 100%. Like, so identify with her so much. That movie, like, I cry every time.
I just relate to Mandy Moore. That's it. Just okay. Mandy Moore.
All right. Mm-hmm. Which real life princess do you guys identify most with?
Oh, probably
Princess Diaries.
Yeah, Diaries.
Dude, I love the Princess Diaries.
I think they're bringing it back.
Well, you'll be able to see it again on Disney Plus.
Was that a Disney movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That movie is so good. That's like one of those movies that you see as a kid that I think actually holds up as an adult, unlike The NeverEnding Story. Come at me.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It's so bad. It's so terrible.
Which one?
The NeverEnding Story.
Oh, I've never seen it.
And like everybody that like grew up in like the early 90s or 80s is like, it's so good. No, go back and watch it. It's a trash movie. It's bad.
Wait, yeah. Just while we're on this topic, you know, we're talking about Mulan being remade and it's going to be more of an action, no music, whatever. You know what I want? Make a movie called Bloody Mary. It's Mary Poppins, but she's just kicking ass.
Ooh.
Kicking ass for an hour and a half. Fast and Furious level, just beating the living crap out of dudes.
Okay.
And then it ends with her flying over the house that she's about to babysit for.
Yep.
And dropping a bomb on it.
Yeah, have it be a prequel. And it's like she just straight up beat the shit out of a bunch of henchmen. And then it's like, all right, I'm off.
We should write origin stories for people that don't have origin stories.
Or her handler's like, we have a new mission for you.
Yeah.
And then gives her the slip to the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's a secret agent.
Isn't that just Golden Circle?
Is that Golden Circle?
Is there already an action kung fu prequel to Mary Poppins?
It's Kingsman, the Golden Circle.
Oh, well.
Kingsman is
a similar vibe. Yeah, but it's so Kingsman vibe, but it's Mary Poppins.
Kingsman's
And Mary
dope.
Poppins could use a little magic, too. Like, she could use magic to mess people up. Mm, you know, like, turn someone into a cartoon, beat the crap out of them, turn them back into real life, and then they're all messed up.
Somebody did that horror recut of the Mary Poppins.
Oh, it's so good.
Those trailers are great.
Same with Shining.
Yeah.
Oh, made it a comedy.
Shining.
Oh, my God. They've got Peter Gabriel playing in the background. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Well, boys, thanks for hanging out with me.
Yeah.
No prompts. No computer.
Are we recording this?
We're just chilling.
No.
I'm excited for the tour.
I'm very excited for the tour, guys.
The tickets are available for sale now. Oh, shoot.
Now with this podcast out, you can get them. Go get them. Can't wait to see you. So on Wednesday, when the audio version is released, we will have tickets available for pre-sale.
On the newsletter.
Yeah, if you're on the newsletter, then you get that shit. And then on Friday, when the video podcast is out, tickets are on sale. They're on sale. You can buy them because that's how sale works. Because when you put things for sale, they're meant to be bought. So just complete the circle, guys. We want to see you. I can't wait to do some weird stuff. Mm-hmm. We have some really fun ideas, like you were saying. Like, yeah.
I'm gonna spin around on stage. I'm gonna do a bunch of spins. We're gonna see how many times I can spin around before I faint.
And we promise we're gonna be two times as excited as the Dough Bear Brothers are at their meet and greets.
Only two times. Yeah. Sorry.
We will maybe make eye contact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe give you a small smile.
And for the many of you who have been to our meet and greets, you know that is very much not true. It's always a good, friendly time. We love to see your faces and make you feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it be, guys. Audio podcast comes out on Wednesdays. Video version comes out on Fridays. We have a coffee, and it's legit so good. Black
right
by itself. It is very good. There's two blends, and we got these mugs. Mm-hmm. And
you got a cold brew.
You got the Smosh.store and myfavoritecoffee.com if you want to just immerse yourself in Smosh, which we do every day.
Mm-hmm.
Love you guys so much.
Smoochies.
Bye.
Bye. Mwah.